video from the skit guys on Thanksgiving, and it's entitled The Thanksgiving Chair. And there's really no speaking, or there's background music, but you really need to watch carefully. And it's entitled The Thanksgiving Chair. And it asks a question for you to think about from the very beginning as you watch. How often do you sit in the Thanksgiving chair? Give thanks to God in all circumstances. So maybe we all need to designate a chair to be our Thanksgiving chair. This video really spoke to my heart because we get up in the morning and again we have all these things to do, but we forget to be thankful sometimes for the things that we have to do. To get up and get ready for work, to get your kids to school, and all those ordinary things that you just write off as routine of the day. You sometimes just forget to sit down and be thankful. But for that matter, to sit down and to pray and thank God and be thankful. And again, as I continue to talk to people during the week and You know, it's disturbing to me that I meet more and more now with children and young people that have things that are happening. And they need help from the pastor. Certainly help from God. And gosh, for me, and watching this video this week and watching it again this morning, the pastor needs a Thanksgiving chair. We all need a chair that we just designate to just go and kind of just be thankful and to thank God for what we have and for what we do. I think we all complain about the things we have to do sometimes in our busy schedule. I think in that schedule, there's a lot of things to be thankful for. Could all do that, right? Make a list. Designate a chair. Just stopping to be thankful. In this video, that's what it talks about. Stopping and being thankful. And instead of always being in a hurry. This morning, I want us to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and thinking about all the things of this world, all the things in our lives, all the things in our families, all the things that are around us that we're thankful for, and certainly legitimately thankful for. And we should give thanks for all these things. And not just at Thanksgiving, but being thankful to the people in your life. And just this morning, Trinity being thankful to the pastor. I really need to hear that. Bethany had a parent tell her yesterday that they were thankful for her and for helping and what we're doing with the youth here at the church. Yeah, that shouldn't be what keeps us going, because we know we're doing God's work. That's what keeps us going, being obedient to Him and pleasing unto Him. And boy, when someone says thank you, sure does go a long way, doesn't it? Kind of gives you a little extra motivation to get moving again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I declare to you, it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 15. It says, I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, and nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, it says, I tell you. And God continues, and we read His word, you know, we're told, and as we've been reading Ezekiel, everything's prefaced in Ezekiel about this is what the Lord says, and we should listen. So it says, listen, in verse 51, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep. I need some sleep. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised, imperishable, and we will be changed. This scripture is just reminding us of the God who loved us and the change that takes place in our lives when we surrender to Him. The speaker at the junior high convention this weekend was from Statesville, North Carolina. And he's an evangelist and he is a pastor too, and he has several kids involved in sports and wrestling with his children. And his message the whole week was talking about having the power in your life that changes your life. And he used a lot of examples with technology today, how everything needs a battery. And if you don't have a battery, it won't work. Trying to help young people, trying to help adults, that our power comes from God's Word. And gosh, I can't get up in the morning if I don't have God on my side and ask Him to help me. Listen carefully to God's Word. And in verse 53 it says, for the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. Just that whole idea of knowing that someday we'll be gone from here. And be thankful that we have a way to get to heaven and be with God forever and those that have went ahead through Jesus. And it continues to go on. And in verse 54 it says, death has been swallowed up in victory. We think about sin and the bad things of the world. God says He's going to win. We should be thankful for that. And again, when we read the news or get on social media and just listen to what's happening around us, we're discouraged and we're frustrated at what's happening. And we think we've already lost and the world's in horrible shape. Well, it might be. But God sent His Son Jesus that we might have victory. And Jesus is coming. Again, we believe that. And He's the victor. We should be thankful for that. And in verse 55 it says, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, I believe there are lots of things that we try not to think about. There are lots of things that we're worried about and concerned about, and we try not to be worried and concerned about. And things that are happening and things that might happen. And we look at our prayer list this morning, and we know that there are people that are sick. And we pray that they'll be healed. But in all the things that we're thankful for, are we thankful, too, for the victory that we have in Jesus? Are we thankful for the victory that we have, and someday we'll escape all this and be with our Creator forever? Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory. Thanks be to God. Are we thankful? And again, being in a sanctuary that was mostly full of junior high kids that were praising the Lord. You know, we stayed in a hotel the night before, and it was funny because we're checking in. I had the boys over here in these two rooms, and Bethany had now when you go to Oak Hill, not a lot of choices. Okay? There just isn't. There's the Comfort Inn New River, that's about it. And there's the Holiday Lodge, and it was already full. So this place was full, and so you know, the kids are excited. I mean, those of you that were in the youth group, you were always excited. I was usually just as excited and loud, as obnoxious as they all were. We're here, and everybody's getting out. We're kind of loud. And so, but I thought they did great. They did great. So, Bethany's very calm, and so she's, you know, got the girls there, who not so calm, but they're middle school girls. And so they're checking in. I got the boys over here, and God love them. Maybe there was another conference for them. These four little ladies walking down the hallway. And think, oh, I hope they're not going to be near us. Because that could just avoid problems, right? I'm not saying we're going to be bad. I'm not saying we're going to be loud. But no one around us, there won't be any complaints, right? And so you could tell they were like scared. They're like, why are people scared of middle school kids? All these little ladies. And there were other kids there. There were other groups there, too. And so, oh gosh, that little lady, she just looked to be real nervous trying to get in her room, and you could tell they just weren't real sure. Oh gosh, this probably isn't going to go well. This probably isn't going to go well. And so I'm praying that it all goes well, right? And so the next morning, Bethany said that little lady was just kind of like, well, I thought it wasn't going to go so well, but I thought your kids did great. And nice and calm. And then this old gentleman, I don't know what was happening, but this old gentleman's going to breakfast, and someone was complaining about Liam's underwear or something on the floor or something, and that guy just had his coffee, just busted out laughing, and I said, we're having a good time. He said, you guys are having a great time, it sounds like, and we were leaving and got, you know, a good report, and I'm getting in the van, thanks be to God, because this is actually this is our, Bethany and I, as we're back into doing this youth group stuff, and this is the first hotel overnight stay, and I said, this is a big test for you guys. I slept horribly, seriously, and I'm still really tired, but it was all for the glory of God. There were lots of kids that made decisions. I'm at that convention. Some of our kids are close and certainly had some prayer time and giving things away to Jesus, but thanks be to God. Do you do that? I mean, when you pray that things will go out, or work out and go the way they should. And when they work out, you just kind of go on. But thanks be to God. So all these things that we're thankful for, we should say that. This guy was speaking, said he had a horrible time when in his younger age and about cussing all the time and everything. And so when he gave his heart to Jesus, when he thought he was going to cuss, he would say, like, praise the Lord. He played football, and he scared lots of opponents because instead of cussing and cursing at them, he said, praise the Lord, before he, like, pinned them to the ground. Thanks be to God. Maybe we can say that anyway, right? We got this list, and all these things we're thankful for, but are we thankful every day? Are we thankful to God for this victory that we have in Jesus? And so there it says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Wow. Are you thankful for that this morning? Knowing that everything that you're doing is it's in Jesus' name. Everything you're doing, it's a part of His plan, your will for you and your church and all that we're doing here. It's not in vain. We're thankful to know that we're going to have victory, that God's going to bless us and take care of us. So, yeah, you pray for these things to work out.
I prayed the whole week that these kids would learn more about Jesus and get closer and closer, and all these seeds would be sown, not just in Acts, but all over there, and I believe it happened. Thanks be to God. Wow. Do we do that? Thanks be to God. And so in that whole scripture, just a reminder of what Jesus has done through us, for us, that we're victorious over sin, we're victorious over death, that he is victory over death. Thanks be to God. Should we do that every day?
Yeah, we're thankful for all these things on our list. We're thankful for everything that's a blessing to us. But do we give thanks to God every day for his son Jesus? For going to the cross, for coming to the cross, for getting to the cross, and dying on the cross. But all we did leading up to that. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for all things. Thanks be to God for his son Jesus. And thanks be to God for all things. Psalm 118 in two verses. In Psalm 18, 1 and 29, it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Thanks be to God. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. My challenge to you this week, we have a lot happening, don't we? A lot happening in the life of the church. We have lots of preparation. We have a lot to do. We need your help for Thursday. That we could be an outreach. That we might be a light to the world. Because you know what? I prayed on Thursday there will be people that won't necessarily say thank you to all of us. But I pray there will be thanks be to God for that church that does what they're supposed to do. Thanks be to God for that church that loves people. Thanks be to God because he's so good. So you have a lot to do this week, and I pray that you'll get it done. And after it's done, and it's all taken care of, and everybody leaves, thanks be to God, right? Especially if they help to clean up. Thanks be to God, right? But I really challenge you to find a chair this week. Not just because it's Thanksgiving, but maybe this might be something that might change your life. A habit that could really change your attitude and maybe change directions for you and your family. That you would find that chair and just spend some time. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you that we can come here and spend time with you in your presence, in your house, with other believers. God, again, we are thankful for all things. For all of our blessings, for the people, for all that we have. And during this time of the year, in this season of the year, we're thankful for what we have, and we know there are people that don't have. And we try to help out. But there are people that don't have all year long. There are people that don't have you all year long. Thanks be to God for the opportunities that you give us each and every day to certainly share our faith and to love others. For you are good and your love endures forever. There are lots of other people that need to hear that. Lots of lost and dying people that need to know that you are good and your love endures forever. We're thankful for that this morning. And in our thankfulness, Lord, help us to do what you asked us to do. If we're thankful to you and your son Jesus, help us to be more like him. If we're thankful for all of our blessings, God, help us to share them. God, we love you this morning. I pray if there's anyone here that needs to make a decision of any kind for salvation, for to rededicate their life, to be baptized, to join the church, or a decision to surrender everything, all those burdens and all those prayers and everything that's tugging at our heart today, wearing us down. We still can't get up the steps on Sunday because we're so heavy laden. God, help us this morning. God, we love you and thank you. Help us to be obedient and in our thankfulness to do what you've asked us to do. Thanks be to God. For we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God's good, isn't he? Amen. God is so good.